Good morning, everyone. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Oliver, and welcome back to a new Discali episode. It is April 18th, 2025, just 2 minutes after 11. Beautiful day here in Vancouver, BC. Before we get into it, I do want to acknowledge that CITR is live and broadcasting off the unceded ancestral and traditional lands of the Musqueam, Coast Salish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations. Just a bit of like land appreciation as well as a, you know, weather appreciation for today. It is a beautiful day. Very sunny. It's nice and warm. I wore a hoodie and a jacket. I should have just worn the hoodie or just worn the jacket. It's a little bit hot. I mean, I had to take off the hoodie. I usually wear it during my show today, but I'm kind of burning up a little bit. I'm not gonna lie. But guys, welcome back to a new Discali episode. If you're new here and don't know how Discali works, basically, Discali is the show about all things music. We talk about one artist, so we call it our Artist of the Week. We go through one pretty mainstream, pretty well-known artist. We go through one of their projects, one of their albums. We talk about their discography. We talk about the genres. We talk about the songs. We go through the album. We play some of the songs as well. We talk about their concerts, the vinyl record pressings, you name it. We're just going to mainly talk about them. And then for the last third of the show, I bring in a discovered artist of the week, which is usually someone who's a little bit less well-known, someone who is somewhat similar to our artist of the week. And we play some of their music. We get to know them a little bit. And we just have fun with it. So, yeah, it's just about listening to music, vibing, having fun, and adding to the discourse behind both artists. But yeah, that's basically how Discali works. Today, we're actually doing a repeated artist, two repeated artists, actually, that we've already done before. I think we did them about, give or take, a year ago. Our artist of the week is going to be Leuve, and our discovered artist of the week is going to be Ellen Dotti, who we also did that same time that we did with Leuve. So it's going to be exciting. It's going to be a fun time. Can't wait to get into it. So without blabbing too much, I think we should get straight into it. Yeah, basically, that's it. So Leuve, spelled L-A-U-F-E-Y, also known as Lafey, for those who may not be able to pronounce Leuve. I mean, even I think that I pronounce it correctly, but I don't actually know if I do because it is an Icelandic word. She was born the 23rd of April, 1999, which makes her 25 years old in Iceland, which is why her name is so beautiful and also very complex to pronounce. She's a singer-songwriter and a record producer. She's been doing her career in music as a singer since 2020 to currently right now as well. So she did start her putting out music right at the beginning of the pandemic. And then she was kind of, I don't want to call her a pandemic artist, but kind of. She was releasing music during the pandemic, and her main way of promoting it was through her social media. And I remember that because my brother actually found out about Leuve way before that I did, because she's a cellist and my brother's a cellist. And so he really got into seeing her live streams where she would play cello and where she would talk about music, and it was a jazz leaning music, and that caught my brother's attention a lot. And then I found out about Leuve. And then I was like, Bruno, like you should listen to this artist. She's really cool. My brother was like, oh yeah, I know her already. Like I tune into her live streams every now and then. So that's a cool little story of how I got to meet her. But yeah, so also she has been doing music since then. She dabbles in jazz pop, traditional pop, and classical. She's classically trained. She studied at, I'm pretty sure if it's not UCLA, it's USC, but I know she definitely, or was it Berkeley? I can't remember, but I know she definitely studied at one of the universities in California because she did move there. So she's classically trained in that sense. So she knows how to utilize classical instruments to her advantage, which is also something that I really like and I really appreciate, because I feel like we lean a lot nowadays to electronically produced music, and sometimes it's really... It's like grounding to go back to like the roots of where original music came from. And in that comes her multi-talented self in being able to sing, play the piano, play the guitar, play the violin, and obviously play the cello. So I feel she is very leaning to the string instruments, excluding the piano. I mean, arguably the piano is a string instrument, but we'll leave it there. And she's released two albums so far and awaiting quite soon the third album. She released Everything I Know About Love in 2022. And then just later on in 2022, she released the Everything I Know About Love deluxe version, which included a couple more songs and Valentine. Valentine was like her number one single off of that album. And then she released Bewitched in 2023. And Bewitched, the Goddess Edition in 2024, which was just the deluxe for Bewitched. And that album was one of the albums that really made her blow up because of one of the singles off of it called From the Start. It's a very nice bossa nova jazz feel to it. And yeah, I mean, everything after that is history. She became really well known for bringing jazz music back to the main scene of what listeners listen to. I mean, also to be fair, she also does lean a little bit into jazz pop, as I mentioned. And so, you know, kind of being able to incorporate those sounds into something that's a little bit more well known as in pop, really got her out there for sure. And yeah, and then the Bewitched Goddess Edition had a couple more songs, I think it was four. And it's been a ride with Loewe. She has just recently teased her first single for her next album, Loewe 3, and it's called Silver Lining. It was released in April 4th, I think. And it's a really nice little jazz pop type song, definitely showing off her vocals as always. I think we've seen her vocals at their full capacity in a song called Goddess off of the Bewitched album. But yeah, that's pretty much everything you have to know about Loewe. The album that I'll be doing today is actually not Bewitched, because we've done that album already. If you want to check it out, it's in the Discali podcasts on CATR.ca. But we'll be doing her first debut album, Everything I Know About Love. It was released the 26th of August, 2022. And it is a jazz pop album with five singles. The first one being Valentine, then Everything I Know About Love, Fragile, Dear Soulmate, and Falling Behind. Falling Behind is also one of the songs that really got her out there. She became very well known for that bossa nova type beat. And also, a lot of people, this was the first introduction to a bossa nova song. But yeah, so that's kind of how it kind of went for Loewe. Sorry, I had my audio cut out on me through my headphones, so I was like worried that it cut out for you guys, but it didn't end up happening that way, but thank God. But yeah, that's basically everything I know about Love. We'll get into the vinyl record pressings a bit more later on, and we'll also get into her concert that she brought to Vancouver April, I think, 8th of last year, which I did attend, and we'll just go through that a little bit more and kind of, yeah, talk about it. But without further ado, the first song that I want to play is actually the first song off of the album. It's called Fragile. It's just a really nice, light, and very airy song, a nice introduction to basically this love letter that she put into music. So without further ado, this is Loewe, Fragile on CATR 101.9 FM.
Closer to you. I know that you're older, but what can I do? I leave in the morning. I'll forget that I am surely falling. Grew up in a case of fragile glass. Shatters, let me shatter into you. The soft candle glow, the music so slow, your skin on my skin. So fresh. to run with you into the midnight sun with you. Now I sit around and rust in vain, turn into dust as I just wait for someone to hold me. So slow, your skin on my skin. The room kept spinning round. I'm alone, new town on my own. I'm missing you, I shouldn't be. I lost all sense of.
That was Leve with Fragile here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and you're listening to Discali. Such a beautiful song, such a nice song. It is that perfect kind of soft feel to it, which honestly is perfect for the song because she's trying to say that she's very fragile, you know, like glass, like you, like, you know, you can't be too aggressive, you can't be too hurtful around her because she's fragile, she's very, you know, soft, which we can definitely see that conveyed through her voice as well as her production off of the song. It's very light, it's very airy, and it's just a love letter. You know, it's just a love letter by also still being aware of what she's trying to tell the person who she's singing the song towards. But yeah, that's Fragile. We're gonna keep moving down the track list just that we make sure that we have the time to talk about what I want to talk about Leve. So the next song that I do have for you guys is called Beautiful Stranger. Now, picture this. Me in London, give or take almost a year ago. A year and a half ago. I did go to London almost a year ago, but a year and a half ago, I went by myself to London to go visit my brother. And there was a couple days where I was left alone, where my brother would go to work, and I was just out and about in the city. And I didn't know what to do. I was literally just like, just go tour around, you know, whatever. And on my way to go pick up my brother, I took the train, the subway, the tram. Yeah, I think that's what it's called. And this song, Beautiful Stranger, is about falling in love with a man on the train. And I listened to the song on my way to go pick up my brother. And I wasn't falling in love with anyone during that ride over, but I could just really see what she was trying to say. Like, everything she described is just perfectly accurate. Like, I can even, like, whenever I listen to the song, I can even smell, like, the air and, like, the scent that is within, like, you know, the London train. But yeah, without further ado, I'm going to let you guys picture this yourselves. This is Beautiful Stranger by Leve.
Beautiful stranger sitting right there, looked up at me and my dark curly hair. Looked back for a second, didn't want to be rude. I tend to fall in love on the tube. Beautiful stranger sitting right there, reading a newspaper stuck to his chair. I swore that he smiled and I felt my heart drop. Heard the doors open, came to my stop. What if I hadn't left the train at Ledbrook Grove? Would I exchanged a few words. A fairy tale moment could have occurred, but my beautiful stranger will have to remain a stranger until I see him again. We collided right then back there. I wonder if he felt the same thing too. Innocent crush on the morning commute. What if I would have stayed on the train? Dared to stand up and ask for his name. Exchanged a few words. A fairy tale moment could have occurred, but my beautiful stranger will have to remain a stranger until I see him again.
Landscapes by Dune is a musical journey through sampling and field recording. From the busy streets of Toronto to BC's picturesque landscapes, the Belgian artist recorded an array of sounds during his travels across Canada. Landscapes will be released on Pop Guitari Records Bandcamp on December 8th and will be available on all streaming platforms on December 15th. For more information, check out at Dune as Dune on Facebook, Instagram, and SoundCloud.
Storytelling is powerful. Our stories carry personal and collective histories, build bridges of understanding, and shine light on unseen truths. Your story, your voice, your power. CITR and Discorder is excited to announce the release of 5 unique podcasts as a part of its Power and Voice podcast incubation program. Power and Voice is an entry-level educational program created by CITR to surpass traditional barriers to entry into the medium of spoken word radio and podcasting. The result is a series of podcasts demonstrating a wide diversity of work in genre, structure, and content. Tune in every day from April 14th to 18th from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. to hear Power and Voice storytellers share their stories on their own terms and in their own words.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and you're listening to Discolly. I think today is the last day for Power and Voice, so guys, definitely tune in today for, I guess, the last segment of Power and Voice today. It is April 18th, right? I didn't get that wrong, possibly. But yeah, please tune in. It was always good to see people take power within their own voice. But that was Leve's Beautiful Stranger, a beautiful song, an amazing song. Sorry, I kept calling it the train and the tram. I don't think that's true. I would have just said tube. I just wasn't remembering that the word was actually tube. But I don't know if you guys could really place yourselves in that tube, place yourselves within what was going on, her being seated, the little innocent crush on her morning commute. Beautifully written lyrics. It's truly just telling a story. It's kind of like this like innocence that she has within just like going to wherever destination that she was going to, and just falling in love with someone on the tube, and you know, picking out these like little details, like the newspaper stuck to his chair. It just really paints a picture, and that's something that I love about Leve, is that she puts a lot of genuine thought and genuine story making in her songs. But before we move on to the next two songs that I have by Leve, I want to talk a little bit about the vinyl record pressings for this album. Now, I don't love to support someone who has a lot of vinyl record pressings for this album. But she actually doesn't have that many. She has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. She has 7 variants. So she has her regular standard black. We see that a lot with every album. Standard black with a regular photo of her Everything I Know About Love cover, which is like her in like this beautifully white dress in like a very scenic landscape with a lot of greenery. And then we have the cream one, the cream pressing for it. That one is the one that I actually own because I bought it at her concert back of last year. She has a like navy blue. She has almost like a Coke bottle color, not really Coke bottle clear, but like a Coke bottle green. Then she has a moss green. Then she has a turquoise and a blue, just like a regular blue, like a bubblegum blue on both alternative covers though. So it's like a close up of her in this dress, but not the same cover as the other ones. And then for her song Valentine, she actually has 3 pressings for the single. It's basically on a heart-shaped vinyl. The first original pressing of Valentine is on this baby pink. The second one is on a standard red. And then the third one, which I actually did buy, but I had to cancel my order because I later could not justify the price for it. It was $84 with the shipping. But it's this like half pink, half dark brown. They call it like a strawberry and a chocolate milk color, like kind of like, oh, it was such a nice color. It's just recently going out to fans right now who ordered it. So I've been seeing a lot of videos on TikTok of unbox with me, like the split vinyl for Valentine. It looks so good. It actually looks really yummy, but unfortunately I did not end up getting it, which is okay. I should better save my money. But the next song I do have for you guys is called Above the Chinese Restaurant. It is track 4. Just keep going down. If you guys wanted to listen to Valentine, definitely take a little listen to it. We just passed Valentine season, February 14th. So yeah, that's usually the song that I play for that day. But Above the Chinese Restaurant is just like this nice, a little bit more like upbeat kind of. It's not really like an upbeat song, but it's a little bit more upbeat. And it's just like a nice listen. But without further ado, this is Leve, Above the Chinese Restaurant on Discoli.
I still freeze when I look at these faded photographs from February last, 22nd or 23rd. Shared some dumplings, whispered some words. We had 2, maybe 3 bucks saved between us sitting blankets on the floor. Used to wish for money in rain. West Side apartment, paper plane.
Time.
back to the Scully. That was Leve with Above the Chinese Restaurant. A beautiful song. Very nice. It feels like, how can I say this? Like, I don't want to say like galaxy-like, but like kind of like if you're floating in the sky. I think that might be both the use of the piano as well as the use of the violin. Like I said, she is classically trained, so she does like to put in classical instruments within her songs. And I kind of would say that Above the Chinese Restaurant is probably one of those songs that, like, I don't know if anyone has ever done this before, as in like you guys do this, because I do this. I know other people do it as well. But like sometimes you can find songs within someone's discography that belong to other albums that they have. So like for me personally, Above the Chinese Restaurant seems like a song that I could find in Bewitched, the Bewitched album. But yeah, it just kind of has like that feeling to it, that kind of like very like aura, very, I'm trying to look for the word that isn't galaxy, because it's not really galaxy, but it's like, kind of like that floating feel. Like, I don't want to say airy again, because it's different from Beautiful Stranger, but kind of like that feel to it that she has. It's kind of like if you're like gliding through the air, or kind of like through a dream. Oh, that's what it is. It's very dreamy. It's very dreamlike. Because that's what we can see a lot in Bewitched, is like that dream feel that she's able to produce. Going down the track list, we have Dear Soulmate. We have What Love Will Do to You. I've Never Been in Love Before, Just Like Chet. Everything I Know About Love, which is the title track. Falling Behind, High, Dance With You Tonight. Night Light, Slow Down, Lucky For Me, and Question For the Universe. The last 1, 2, 3, 4, I think 4 songs are the ones that were added for the deluxe, including Valentine that was added after the repress. And then Falling Behind is, you know, the famous one that made her, you know, skyrocket, which I'll play a little segment for you guys before I move on to our final song for Leve. But this is kind of like what you can expect with Falling Behind. Ooh. Yeah.
Moved out to a new city. June is dawning down on me.
Not to talk over the song a little bit, but this is the kind of bossa nova feel that I was talking about. It's kind of like the use of those, like, I don't want to call them bongos, but like little like drum.
Cause the sun's engaged to the sky, and my best friends found a new guy. I'm only getting older. I've never had a shoulder.
Ooh, beautiful run.
Someone to call mine. Everybody's falling in love and I'm falling behind.
Now that is Miss Leve with Falling Behind. Just wanted to play a little segment for you guys up until the chorus. But yeah, she made herself famous by her beautiful runs. She made herself famous by executing that bossa nova feel very well. And she was also very well known for her lyrics in that, when it's like, everybody's falling in love and I'm falling behind. I feel like a lot of people might have related to that during the pandemic, just because I had a bit of that like isolation feel to it. But yeah, the song that I actually want to play for you guys, but before we do get into it, I'm going to talk a little bit about her concert. But to give you guys a little bit of an outlook, it's called Just Like Chet. Just like Chet, I tend to fall in love so easily. But yeah, I wanted to talk just quickly about her concert that she had actually here in April of last year, which is sad because she hasn't been back and I need her to be back again. But yeah, she came for the Bewitched tour. She stopped at Queen Elizabeth here in Vancouver, and I was able to snag last minute tickets front row with my friend Tia. Needless to say, I got a shirt that says Real Men Listen to Leve, and I got her Everything I Know About Love vinyl. And I was able to kind of not sing with her, but she like looked at me, sang to me, and I sang with her, and then I cried, and she played my favorite song ever off of her discography, which is called Nocturne. It's actually an interlude. But yeah, it was just a lovely performance, and I can't wait to hopefully have her back on her next tour for whatever the title of her third album is. But without further ado, this is Just Like Chet by Leve. If you do want to see Leve's live performance, something a little bit new, she is playing at Coachella this weekend. I think day 2, if not day 1, but I doubt it's day 3. I think it might be day 1. I think it might be today. If it's not today, it's tomorrow. But definitely check out Leve at Coachella this weekend on YouTube. But yeah, this is Just Like Chet by Leve.
In a perfect world, I wouldn't have met you at all. Perfect world, I would have said hi and mood on. Unfortunately, I don't know anything about love and its foolish tendencies. And just like Chet, I tend to fall in love too easily. Days by the sea. In a light blue cottage, just the sand, the ocean, and me. Unfortunately, I'm too romantic, dramatic for that reality. And just like Chet, I fall in love too easily. Why did you put me through 11 months of your so pretties I misuse? It's absurd what even occurred between autumn and spring. If you never loved me. In a perfect world, I wouldn't have met you that night. Stayed with my friends and just danced till the morning light. Unfortunately, I can't trust anybody that tells me anything. I go ahead and just like that, I fall a little hard and fast. At every turn I feel a little heartbreak and a little burn. And just like Chet, I tend to fall in love too easily. Just like Chet, I tend to fall in love too easily.
How can you not fall in love with Leve? And how can you not fall in love with her music? It is phenomenal. It is insane. It's, oh, guys. It's so easy for me to fall in love with Leve. Fall in love with her voice. Fall in love with her music. Fall in love with her sound. It is Leve, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you guys so much for joining me with today's Artist of the Week. We are now moving on to our Discovered Artist of the Week, who we've done before, Miss Ellen Doty. Ellen Doty is, like I mentioned, part of the episode where I did Leve a couple shows back, I think almost a year ago. But yeah, she is from Edmonton, Alberta, or currently residing in Edmonton, Alberta. She is from Alberta, though, and she also works with traditional jazz. The album that we did last time was her Every Little Scene album, which I actually did really enjoy. She has a very beautiful voice, a very nice and light, very simple, but still kind of like drawing production. It really draws you in. She released a song December 3rd, 2024 called The Gift. I'm guessing it's a holiday song by the looks of the cover. It's a very beautiful cover. It kind of still has that feel that she has with her album, kind of like that drawn aesthetic, very artsy, very cute. But last time we played Every Little Scene. We played, let me look it up. Because I want to make sure that I'm varying the music that I have for you guys, so that you can get to know more about Ellen Dotty and not just of those songs that I've played for you guys before. But okay, yes. So we played Every Little Scene, Starting to Understand, and Bright and Bold. So today, we're not going to be doing those songs, but if you do want to listen to them, please go check out that episode that we did. I actually can give you the right date. It was August 9th, 2024. So not a year ago, almost though, like 4 months away. But today we're going to be starting off with Coming Back to Me, which I think is actually the song that is the most popular off of the album. But yeah, let's give a little introduction of Ellen Dotty, ladies and gentlemen.
So hard to please you, thinking that I have to, I need to. You said it doesn't fit the mold, nothing outside the box gets old. I've been fighting so hard to keep you, but I can't look at myself this way.
Getting you down, or you're tired of scrolling on your phone, Massey Books is the one-stop shop for you. A 100% Indigenous-owned business that is committed to giving back to local charities, community initiatives, and organizations, Massey Books has a vast selection of rare and unique books, as well as a diverse range of books that are from underrepresented authors. You can shop online at MasseyBooks.com or visit their store on 229 East Georgia Street in Chinatown. They are open 7 days a week from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Wednesday to Saturday and 12 to 5 from Sunday to Tuesday. Their friendly staff would love to give you a hand to find your new favorite read.
Okay, let's see here. Blend equal parts science and stories. Add a few shakes of music and soundscape, and wrap it all up in a big question. How can we see this more than human world in a new light and take part in shaping a healthy Anthropocene? Catch Future Ecologies every Sunday at 8 a.m. on CITR.
Welcome back. That was Miss Ellen Dotti with Coming Back to Me. A very nice song. I love the piano. I love the little snares and the little drums. It's very relaxing. It's a very relaxing feel. She has a very soulful voice, but also like genuine. And I mean genuine as in like she doesn't seem to be forcing anything. This very much feels like she's coming. It's coming out from within, very natural and very intimate voice that she has. The vocals are very nice. They're very light. Something that, you know, if you're a fan of Leve, you can definitely get into and wrap your head around. That was Coming Back to Me. I do want to mention a little bit of the songs that she has off of the album. So kind of naming some tracks. Every Little Scene, which is one that we played last time, as well as Starting to Understand. There's Deep Blue, Lemon Tree, and we just played Coming Back to Me. Then there's Diane, Kaleidoscope, and the next song that I want to play for you guys, actually. And it's called Come the Light, or Come the Light. We'll get straight into it. Keep getting used to Ellen Dotti and see what she has to offer. You're listening to Discali on CATR 101.9 FM.
If the walls could whisper, oh, what they'd say. Patterns and colors faded away. Love was here once, I'm sure. It filled every room, ceiling to floor. Where does love go when we're gone? Take us home. Where does it go? Books of matches, places they've been, newspaper clippings. Their children were in black and white memories. And out the window, climbing tree. Where does love go when we're gone? Come the light to take us home. Where does it go? Where does it go? Thank you.
Scully. I will say, as growing up with someone who played the cello, I can recognize a cello whenever I hear one. There in the background, both in the beginning and in the end of the song. You can hear a beautiful little cello, a beautiful little string section within the song. I mean, we did have the piano throughout the entire song, which is very nice. But there's something about a cello that just adds like this, I don't know, maybe it's nostalgic feel for me now not having my brother home anymore and practicing constantly, which is both a good thing and a bad thing, just because I get very annoyed very easily. But the cello is just like it's a very beautiful instrument. And I love when people include it in their songs, both within jazz and also not in jazz. Sometimes you can see a cello in more pop-leaning music and you wouldn't expect it. And it just kind of adds something. It kind of adds some sense of, like, I don't want to say genuineness. Or, like, I think it's more of, like, a rawness, a very natural, very, like... Like, whenever I hear a cello, I always kind of picture myself, like, within, like, a very well sonically, like, made building, if that makes sense. Like, a church. Something that can, like, echo really nicely. But that's kind of what I picture myself in. I mean, I would probably say that this song, Calm the Light, is probably a song that would play very well in like that, like kind of like church setting. Not saying like actually for church, but kind of like in that like very echoey chamber kind of feel. But yeah, going down the track list to our next song that I have for you guys is actually the next one called Carousel. We'll take a listen. We'll come back, wrap up Discoli, and then sign off with one more song by Ellen Dotti. And then I'll see you guys next week. But without further ado, this is Carousel by Ellen Dotti.
His heart is like an empty pit. He's trying to take out of it. Find the light that people talk about. Floating around with his gumdrop frown. Bottles up, then take them down. Just wanna feel a little something. Feel a little something. Spring comes slowly, time unfolds its feet, can touch the ground, spinning softly, holding steady as the world goes round. Carousel. Just when you think you're human again, it's the hardest thing. Tin roofs and wooden horses. Had it really disappeared? Put a fork in the socket, hold it there. Just wanna feel more than nothing. Can touch. goes round.
All right. Welcome back. That was Carousel by Ellen Dotty, ladies and gentlemen. A beautiful song. So well produced, very light. It feels like it's just like her and the piano trying to create this really intimate connection. I think it was beautiful. But unfortunately, we have come to the last 4 minutes of Discali, and I still want to play one more song off of Ellen Dotty's album, Every Little Scene. So before I do leave you guys with that one last song, I do want to mention that up next at 12, we have Dave Radio Presents The Eclectic Lunch. So definitely stick around for a new episode with Dave. It's always a fun time. And the last thing that I want to do is I do want to give out a shout out to Ellen Dotty's next performance, Friday, May 2nd. It is at the Art Place Canmore. It's in Canmore, Alberta. So if you're tuning in from Alberta or tuning in anywhere else and on maybe May 2nd, you are, for some reason, in Alberta, definitely go check out Ellen Dotty playing at the Art Place. Jazz and blues, folk and roots. Definitely check it out. It is, again, Friday, May 2nd at 7:30 p.m. Tickets are on her website as well as her Instagram profile. So check it out. But guys, thank you so much for joining me once again for a new Discali episode. It was a pleasure to do Leve as well as Ellen Dotty today yet again. But yeah, I'll see you guys next week for a new Discali episode. And if you want to check out more of Discali, we are on CATR.ca's website with all of the podcasts and all of the episodes that we've had, as well as I'm on Instagram at _Discali_ if you guys want to check out some little videos that I make, as well as any updates for my next upcoming show. Without further ado, the last song that I want to sign off with is called Firefly by in the same album. So I'll see you guys next time. Take care and enjoy the rest of your Friday.
I've been thinking about you, wondering about you, you know it too. It's been quite the year, you're distant, you're here, don't disappear. You can lay down your bags, take off, take flight, it's gonna be alright. You've been holding it all, don't fall, please stay near. That little light in your eyes seems dim. I know the darkness, it's hard to resist. You're not alone, you're not alone, you're not alone. I'll be gold, stories untold, you hear them too. Find your way back, keep moving past, please stay near. That little light in your eyes seems dim. I know the darkness, it's hard to resist.